Now, this next one is a good one. Number five. You need to take responsibility for your actions or you will empower your dysfunction. Wow. You need to take responsibility for your actions or you will empower your dysfunction. You will. If you don't take responsibility for your actions, you will empower your dysfunction, which you're going to say, really, I can't help it. And you did it. Okay, I'm justified. I couldn't help it. Hey, it's gone so far in our society that a woman the other day drowned her kids and said, I couldn't help myself. And now they feel so sorry for her and decided she's mad. She's mad, all right. She's mad and sin and wrong. That's it taken to an extreme. Why you did is no excuse for what you did. And then, as I said, you need to take responsibility for your actions or you will empower your own dysfunction. And how many times do we empower our dysfunction by justifying our wrong behavior? And then we just get further into the law of sin, which means we corrupt ourselves all the more, we hurt ourselves all the more, we mess ourselves up all the more because we justify ourselves. So the devil doesn't care why you do it, whether you do it because you're in rebellion or you do it because you're justifying yourself. Doesn't matter. Just do it so the law of sin can get you. That's all he wants. That's very important. That's the underbelly of deliverance. We can deliver you, but now you've got to deliver yourself. Right. And these life principles here will help you do it, these eight laws. You've got to apply them as laws and not as arbitrary options. Yeah. Number six. This is interesting. Self-empowerment has given way to self-justification. Yeah. Self-empowerment has given way to self-justification. We empower ourselves in our sin and we just think that's just going to justify us. Number seven. There's a thin line between excuses and sound reasons. Oh, yeah. There's a thin line between your excuses and sound reasoning. And we cross over that line too often. We go from sound reasoning to excuses. And how do we know what the sound reasoning is? And how do we know that we're into excuses? Apply those eight life principles. And you'll soon find out if you're just making sorry excuses for yourself and it's not reasoning at all. You're going on and on and on and on and on. All you're doing is making excuses. And number eight. This is an interesting one for me. It's very short. God is very responsible. God is very responsible. And we were made in his image. We have to be responsible also. God is very responsible. I mean, how many times have you in your life, every day, appealed to God on the basis of the fact that we know he's responsible and will come through? Well, I've got news for you. You and I were made in his image and we're supposed to be responsible also. We were made in his image. And he's responsible and we're supposed to become responsible. How do I become a responsible person? Eight laws, there they are. Learn what they are from the scriptures and apply them to yourself. Don't you apply them to me because all of a sudden, why shouldn't you? Because the perfect law of liberty says this. If I become partial, there's that word used three times. If I become partial to people and I judge you by this and I judge you, then all of a sudden he says the whole law will fall on my head. Because you become a lawgiver. You can't do that. The whole law will come on your head. Bang, splash. I cannot be partial and judge you by what I see. And didn't Paul say that himself? Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Isn't that the very confidence, context for if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away and all things have become new. We now see according to the Spirit. Why? Because we're not under the law. Under the law, if I saw you do wrong, you could be judged. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, you could be stoned to death. I wonder, have you ever wondered how many times two or three witnesses of elder quality were brought forward who wanted to fix someone's wagon and lied about what they said, and that person was stoned to death, and it wasn't the case? It must have happened, Jan. Well, you can't do that anymore. The perfect law of liberty says, if you play that game, you're going to find yourself judged by the entire law and the weight of it will fall on your head.